We got a writer with us, T.S. Right. Robinson. Dude, you know, perfect. You got a perfect name because you sound like a guy that, you know, like, you just sound like a writer. Your name, T.S. Robinson.
Well, you know,
yeah, he does.
That's a writer name.
That's like J.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of design there because T.S. Eliot, T.S. Robinson.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
there
you go. That makes sense. Gotcha.
There's a little bit of insight there.
Don't act stupid.
Yeah.
Perfect name for a writer, man. Writes, well, you are fantasy novels. Mirror of Opposition.
That's my latest one.
Battle Chasers.
Yep.
Into the Dragon's Maw.
There you go.
Tell us about your novels, man.
I call them Kill Bill meets Lord of the Rings.
Nice. I like that.
That's what I like.
So basically you got sword and sorcery, you got zombies, and you got kung fu. And all mixed in there, and you get a pretty good story out of that.
You left me a zombies and kung fu. That's,
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that actually, that works sometimes.
Zombies,
yeah.
And kung fu, man.
So.
You could do kung fu kicks and kick zombies' heads off.
There you
that's
go.
Awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I'm all about that.
Get the points and everything.
You can do the crane kick. Right in the head.
Excellent sound effect.
Yeah, man. Sorcery. So how long you been writing, man? You're a writer.
I started back about 1995, off and on.
Oh, wow. 95, man.
So, you know, just a fun hobby to start, but then started to pick up some steam. And figured out that I actually could do this. So got into writers groups, got a mentor. I got Piers Anthony involved, and he kind of took me under his wing and started to help me with the style of writing and the craft of writing for publication. So that was kind of where it started to evolve to where it is today with the convention circuit and making sure that people
get
to see
it. You do a lot of comic conventions? Or?
I do. I probably do about at least 6 to 10 a year.
6 to 10, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the biggest, or?
So far it is, yeah. Dragon Con will be next. So.
Oh, that's right. I've never been to Dragon Con. I've been meaning to get up there. How long does it take to drive from here to Atlanta? Do you know, Jekyll?
Probably about 7-8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'll let Pumpkin drive. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Where can we find your books, man? T.S.?
I got a website, tsrbook.com, not plural, TSR book. Okay. So another one of those insightful things. Hey, TSR, that's like Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Right.
So sometimes I get the...
Hey, man, you know, people will remember it.
Yeah, yeah. TSR book. So those are actually my initials, but it's kind of coincidental that it's the old makers of Dungeons and Dragons, too. But it follows the spirit of the game. I started doing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons when I was younger, and that kind of evolved into the dwarves and elves and trolls and dragons and things that are.
But what inspired you to kind of mix all these genres together, you know?
Well,
it's an interesting, you know, thing that you're doing.
Part of it was I've been involved in martial arts for a long time.
Okay.
So when you play Dungeons and Dragons, they have a monk character that doesn't seem to pick up a lot of steam until he gets up in rank. So I wanted to kind of pull the whole martial arts perspective into fantasy writing. So you got a guy with no weapons, no spells, no armors going up against dragons and demons,
cool.
And things like that. So
you
know,
cool,
people have an interest there. And then, you know, just trying to keep sure that I make the spirit of martial arts in there, too. So
now, who does the actual drawing and the artwork?
Yeah, there's a guy I collaborate with named Charles Urbach.
Okay.
And he's out of Pennsylvania, and he's done all three of my covers. And so usually when he goes to conventions, he'll bring some books. When I go to conventions, I'll bring his prints, and then we'll trade.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
so, you know, we've got a good partnership.
Everywhere at once.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we kind of tackle it and tag team it.
You got a whole
done.
Bunch of your, you got a books over there on your table? You got a booth?
Yeah, I got a booth in the Burgundy section.
Burgundy section.
That's a
section. Here Burgundy
seems
section.
To be a popular,
it's a popular
color.
Section.
Yeah, most popular
yeah.
section.
So I'm on the end, right next to the R2-D2 stuff.
Oh, nice.
So as you come in, go to the right, and go around the corner, and I'm right there on the end with my booth.
Cool, man. I just saw a guy with a shirt walk by. Mr. Sparkle! I don't think he knows what he's wearing.
He can't get tired
cool,
of the people
man.
Watching.
Everybody should go buy your book, man. Check out your books, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And all the books that you wrote, which one was, for you was the most exciting to write? I mean, because when I draw comics, drawing comics is fun and all, but when you do your own...
Yeah, but he's writing the story.
Yeah, but there's certain things that for you, you're like, oh, I'm really excited about this, but I'm writing right now.
Right. Yeah, actually, this last one, Mirror of Opposition, is my most exciting one because I started it around the time that the Last Samurai movie came out. Kind of stole my thunder a little bit, so I had to shelve it.
Yeah.
So then I came back to it and rewrote it, and now it's a hot seller. So
Tom.
Cool. Really interesting.
We should always
take Katie Holmes away from us.
Anybody walking around here in MegaCon should everybody that's been on the show today, especially TS, everybody should be walking to their booth right now as we speak. While you have your phone tuned into SoFloRadio.com listening to us, you should be walking to the booth, buy some books, man.
Check them out. Yeah, support the local
artists. Fantasy books are awesome to read. You know, my son's teacher told him that he reads a little bit too much fantasy. And I'm like, I thought, what was the point? I thought the whole point was to read.
The Hobbit started it for me, and look at where it's taking me. Right. So, you know.
Well, thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
All right, thanks. Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it.
All right, T.S. Robinson. You should check out tsrbook.com. Buy some of his books, man. You got any books on Amazon and stuff like that?
Yep, it's on Amazon. Cool. It's also at Barnes & Noble. And cool. It's through my website, my website, too.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thanks.